Hi guys, this is Eric Mwenda, and I'm in the studio with
Eugene Oleha.
And today we'll be talking about copyrights. Basically, a brief history about copyrights. So copyrights came about with the invention of the printing press and with wider literacy as a legal concept. Its origins in Britain were from reaction to printers' monopolies at the beginning of the 18th century. The English Parliament was concerned about the unregulated copying of books and passed the Licensing of the Press Act 1662, which established a register of licensed books and required a copy to be deposited with stationer's company, essentially continuing the licensing of material that had long been in effect.
Copyright laws allow products of creative human activities such as literary and artistic production to be preferentially exploited and thus incentivized. Different cultural attitudes, social organizations, economic models, and legal frameworks are seen to account for why copyright emerged in Europe and not, for example, in Asia. In the Middle Ages in Europe, there was a general lack of any concept of literary property due to general relations of productions. The specific organization of literary production and the role of cults in society. The latter refers to the tendency of oral societies such as that of Europe in the medieval period to view knowledge as a product and expression of the collective rather than to see it as a individual property. However, with copyright laws, intellectual production comes to be seen as a product of an individual with attendant rights. The most significant point is that the patent and the copyright laws support the expansion of the range of creative human activities that can be commodified. This parallels the ways in which capitalism led to commodification of many aspects of social life that earlier had no monetary or economic value per se.
So copyright has grown from legal concepts regulating copying rights in the publishing of books and maps to one with a significant effect on nearly every modern industry, covering such items as sound recordings, films, photographs, software, and architectural works. And so a copyright is a legal right existing in many countries that grants the creator of an original work exclusive rights to determine whether and under what condition this original work may be used by others. This is usually only for a limited time, and copyrights is one of two types of intellectual property rights, the other being industrial property rights, which are used for inventions. The exclusive rights are not absolute, but limited by limitations and exceptions to copyright law, including fair use. A major limitation on copyright on ideas is that copyright protects only the original expression of ideas and not the underlying ideas themselves.
Copyright is applicable to certain forms of creative work. Some, but not all jurisdictions require fixing copyrighted works in a tangible form. It is often shared among multiple authors, each of whom hold a set of rights to use or license the work, and who are commonly referred as rights holders. The rights frequently include reproduction, control over derivative works, distribution, public performance, and moral rights such as attribution. Copyrights can be granted by public law and are in that case considered territorial rights. This means that copyright granted by the law of a certain state do not extend beyond the territory of that specific jurisdiction. Copyrights of this type vary by country. Many countries, and sometimes a large group of countries, have made agreements with other countries on procedures applicable when works across national borders or national rights are inconsistent.
Typically, the public law duration of a copyright expires 50 to 100 years after the creator dies, depending on the jurisdiction. Some countries require certain copyright formalities to establishing copyright. Others recognize copyright in any completed work without formal registration. Generally, copyright is enforced as a civil matter, though some jurisdictions do apply criminal sanctions. Most jurisdictions recognize copyright limitations, allowing fair exceptions to the creator's exclusivity of copyright and giving users certain rights. The development of digital media and computer network technologies have promoted reinterpretation of these exceptions, introduced new difficulties in enforcing copyright, and inspired additional challenges to the philosophical basis of copyright law. Simultaneously, businesses with great economic dependence upon copyright, such as those in the music business, have advocated the extension and expansion of copyright and sought additional legal and technological enforcement.
Copyright licenses can also be granted by those deputized by the digital content. Copyright licenses can also be granted by those deputized by the original claimant, and private companies may request this as a condition of doing business with them. Services of internet platform providers like YouTube, Facebook, GitHub, Hotmail, Dropbox, Instagram, WhatsApp, or Twitter only can be used when users grant the platform provider beforehand the right to co-use all the uploaded content, including all material exchanged per email, chat, or cloud storage. These copyrights only apply for the firm that operates, such as such a platform. No matter in what jurisdiction the platform services are being offered, private companies in general do not recognize exceptions or give users more rights than the right to use the platform according to certain rules.
Yeah, so guys, that's basically a short definition of copyright, and I hope you've learned something at least, so that you don't go around messing with people's copyrighted work. You know, you can get yourself in trouble, as we just heard that, you know, there's some also criminal, you know. And so I guess that's it for today. See you till next time. Adios.